Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jinyu Mehta with the news. Thursday headlines. Chief Minister Nephew Ryo, Union Home Minister Amit Shah discuss key Nagaland issues. Union Minister Mansukh Mandaviya urges citizens to join drug-free India campaign. Kohima Press Club workshop stresses media sensitivity in child protection. And Dimapur DC Tino Jongshi Chong highlights media's role in bridging gap between government programs and public. And now the news in detail. Nagaland Chief Minister Nephew Ryo met Union Home Minister Amit Shah in New Delhi today to discuss on development and peace-related initiatives in the state. In a post on X, Mr. Ryo expressed gratitude for the Union Minister's continued support to Nagaland, particularly in fostering peace and development. The Chief Minister was accompanied by Deputy Chief Minister Yantungo Patton, who shared that the meeting was meaningful. Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports Mansukh Mandaviya has emphasized the importance of a drug-free youth in achieving India's goal of becoming a developed nation by 2047. Speaking at the inaugural session of the Youth Spiritual Summit in Varanasi, Mr. Mandaviya urged citizens to prioritize nation building and join the drug-free India campaign. He called on every citizen to pledge to connect at least 5 youth to the initiative.
हमें हमारे देश को विकसित भारत के स्वप्न को साकार करने के लिए हमें युवा फॉर नशा मुक्त विकसित भारत बनाना है। आज कई देश एडिक्शन के हिसाब से कैसी उसकी बर्बादी हुई है, ने देखा है। हमें हमारे देश को इस बर्बादी से बचाना है, लेकिन उसकी जिम्मेवारी मोदी जी युवाओं को देना चाहते हैं। युवा उस जिम्मेवारी का निर्वहन करे।
Over 500 youth representatives from 100 social, cultural and spiritual organizations are participating in the summit, which will conclude tomorrow with the release of the Kashi Declaration outlining a comprehensive action plan to create a drug-free India. District and Sessions Judge Pak and former Registrar of the Supreme Court of India, Mezivolati Terrier, has underscored the pivotal role of media in shaping public perception and safeguarding child rights, especially in cases involving minors. Speaking at the one-day workshop on understanding child rights and child protection, role of media organized by Kohima Press Club in collaboration with Nagaland State Commission for Protection of Child Rights in Kohima today, Ms. Terrier stressed that media reflects what the society is. She highlighted the crucial responsibility of media to ensure privacy of children involved in legal cases, whether as victims, accused or witnesses.
Not only the perception and thoughts, but behavior is being shaped by the media. We talk about a democratic system where different stakeholders are there to protect the child, and media plays a very important role in protecting the identity of the child, be it an accused or be it a victim.
Ms. Terrier warned that failing to protect the identity of a child could lead to imprisonment of up to 6 months, a fine of 2 lakh rupees or both. She also referred to Section 72 of the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita, which mandates confidentiality and privacy in cases involving children, particularly in sexual offense cases. She urged media professionals to promote child rights to information and freedom of expression, while cautioning that consent is irrelevant when it comes to children, especially in sexual offenses cases. Even if a minor provides consent, she clarified, it is not legally valid. Ms. Terrier appealed to the media to avoid sensationalizing stories involving minors, but to act with sensitivity and responsibility. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. A one-day media workshop titled Vartalap, focusing on 11 years of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government, was held today at Dimapur. Addressing the inaugural session, Deputy Commissioner of Dimapur, Tino Jongshi Chang, underscored the pivotal role of media in bridging the gap between government programs and the public, especially in rural areas. He also encouraged journalists to highlight success stories which can serve as inspiration for others.
Media friends also, they are well aware of the various programs where we used to organize from village to village, from different colonies to colonies. I would like to request taking this advantage is that you are the channel to share all these programs to reach out to the people.
Meanwhile, PRO Defense for Nagaland, Manipur and Arunachal Pradesh Lieutenant Colonel Amit Shukla highlighted recent reforms in the Defense Ministry, including integration of AI and indigenous products and civil-military coordination. He also noted the Indian Army's role in Nagaland through infrastructure projects under Project SEVAK and recruitment efforts. The workshop also spotlighted the contributions of the National Cadet Corps and informed that a dedicated NCC Training Academy will soon come up in Chumukedema. The workshop, organized by Press Information Bureau, PIB Kohima, included technical sessions on PIB fact check and related issues, as well as various schemes under the Health Department. In a boost to local agriculture and entrepreneurship, the first ever Mango Festival was celebrated today at Longmatra in Kipiri District. Addressing the event, advisor Q. Sumu Yumchunger encouraged farmers to continue mango cultivation beyond the festival and stressed on bringing produce to the markets. He also highlighted the government's commitment in supporting agri activities through modern machinery and other systems.
First time itu lupa pada tu le apa kan union tanggung asyik kau kena kami nak dia asyik deh aci nak lain korban tu chief minister deep tu dah duit kena mar nak lain tu boleh kisim kisim ekta kaji asyik.
Deputy Commissioner Temsuwati Longkumar urged farmers to adopt cluster farming and organic branding. He noted the festival as a small step towards a bigger goal and also expressed hope that it would become an annual event.
This festival has been initiated under the initiative of District Administration and Department of Horticulture, Kipri. We're very glad that the government has also supported us for the first ever mango festival. It has made a humble beginning today. So this mango festival is confined to Longmatra area, which has 13 villages. We hope that this will continue in the near future. It will be an annual affair for the district.
District Horticulture Officer Sentinungba Longchar said the department would soon introduce commercial varieties of mango and work with land resources to promote the crop. The Department of School Education has issued a firm reminder to all teachers and staff to mark their attendance using the Smile app. Heads of institution have been also asked to closely monitor regular usage of the app. The department warned that disciplinary action would be initiated against defaulters. The Smile app went live on 1st February this year, making it mandatory for all department staff to mark attendance using the app. More from our correspondent.
From February till 30th June, only 132 schools and 5 establishments out of a total of 2,002 have achieved attendance above 80%, while 1,071 institutions showed attendance below 50%. Further, 27 schools marked no attendance at all, and over 1,500 teachers and employees failed to log attendance even once. The department has also flagged instances of suspicious attendance marking. While acknowledging technical issues, it highlighted continued efforts to resolve any issues and optimize the app. Mary Akashvani News, Kohima.
In areas without internet, the department has instructed Smile App Coordinator to update attendance from a networked area every 30 days. For assistance, user may contact helpline numbers 89741024888 or 69096445119. And Nagaland is expected to see continued showers during the weekend. India Meteorological Department has forecast light to moderate rainfall at many parts across the northeast during the next 7 days, with heavy rainfall likely at isolated areas of Nagaland and its neighboring states till 21st of June. And to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Chief Minister Nipur Rio, Union Home Minister Amit Shah discuss key Nagaland issues. Union Minister Mansukh Mandaviya urges citizens to join Drug-Free India campaign. Kohima Press Club workshop stresses media sensitivity in child protection. And Dimapur DC Tino Jongshi Chang highlights media's role in bridging gap between government programs and public. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.